Welcome to Songwriter Night. I'm your host, Todd Burge. Our mission is to expose you to some great singer-songwriters in the Mid-Ohio Valley and a little bit beyond that region. But for now, we're going to feature a show we recorded back in March, a fine songwriter and a fine set by Charleston's John Lilly.
Thank you. Excited cause I got good news to tell. Finally met someone just like you were hoping. Things are really going well. Yeah, she's a looker and a real fine cooker. We sure do get along. Good news is that I really love her, and the bad news is she's gone. Well, the good news is she's about perfect. Just an angel in every way. She's got a heart as big as West Virginia, and a smile that won't go away. Smart and funny, she's got her own money. She's blue-eyed, tall, and blonde. Good news is that I really love her, and the bad news is she's gone. Joking and laughing and singing and dancing, and the night just flew on by. When I asked her for her telephone number, the number she gave me was wrong. Good news is that I really love her, and the bad news is she's gone. Well, the good news is she's about perfect, just an angel in every way. She's got a heart as big as West Virginia, and a smile that won't go away. She's smart, funny, she got her own money, she's blue-eyed, tall, and blonde. Good news is that I really love her, and the bad news is she's gone. The bad news is she's gone.
Thank you so much, I appreciate that. It's great to be here. How about another round of applause for Todd Burge, the man with the plan. Putting this all together, we've been here for a couple of hours this afternoon getting set up. We've been doing this for a long time, really helped to build this thing up. I appreciate him inviting me, and appreciate you all coming to show up. And how about another hand for Joseph Henry? I've always carried a pocket knife. How many of you fellas carrying a pocket knife tonight? How about you ladies? How many of you ladies took a knife? Okay, a couple of them. Good, that's good. They're handy. I don't know how people get by without them. I lost my knife one time. I was just a basket case. I couldn't open an envelope. I couldn't scrape my nails. I couldn't do anything, hardly. Even went out and bought another one, but it wasn't the same thing. So I finally was cleaning out my car, getting ready to sell it, and looked up under the driver's seat, and there it was, up there amongst the French fries and the dust bunnies and the Kleenex. So excited, wrote this song. This old knife comes along with me, jingles with the coins in the pocket of my jeans. Hold it. Around, I think of him every time.
scrape, shave, and carve. Make our initials in the shape of a heart. This old knife cut me once or twice. If you're not gonna pay attention, you sure gonna pay a price.
Songwriter Night on Classic Rock Z106.
So I hope you're noticing my spiffy guitar here. Did you know it's got my name on it? I won this guitar in a songwriting contest a few years ago. Some of you might have voted. Anybody here vote for me? There's a couple people here. Well, I appreciate that. You own part of this guitar. It was I got an email from a friend of mine about 11 o'clock on a Monday evening. She said, oh, you probably know all about this, but here's this information about this songwriting contest. It was being run by a festival in Chicago called Hank Fest. I'm a big Hank Williams fan. Any Hank Williams fans in the crowd here? Very good. I've been a Hank nut forever and write a lot of songs in that style. And it was a songwriting contest this festival was running for songs written in the style of Hank Williams. The deadline was Wednesday morning. So I went downstairs and made a cassette tape and sent it in overnight and made the deadline. And on Thursday, the guy called me from Chicago and told me that my song had been selected. First of all, he said I was the only person who sent in a cassette tape. He said, there's these new things. They call them CDs. You ought to look in there. Anyway, he said that I was one of the three finalists, and the deal was that they were going to put the three finalist songs on their website and let people vote. So I calmly got off the phone and emailed 50 of my closest friends who emailed their friends, and one thing led to another, and I won the guitar. I got to go to Chicago and sing this song. This is the song that won the guitar for me, called Blue Highway. The day I was born started moving on, riding on that blue highway. Seen year after year through my rearview mirror, riding on that blue highway. Been riding on that blue highway, riding on that blue highway. Fills my eye for the love I left behind, riding on the blue highway. Been from L.A. to Maine, over the blacktop to Tulane, riding on the blue highway. It's a slow winding road where the freeway won't go, riding on the blue highway, riding on that blue highway.
riding on that blue highway. In a tree turns his head at me, riding on that blue highway. He takes to the sky as I run by, riding on that blue highway. You're my addiction, my habit, my affliction, arrow piercing my heart. Yes, I love star, and I would. I don't know where. Thank you.
Well, I do a lot of my songwriting late at night driving home from gigs like this one. Get out on the road and there's nothing I can find on the radio and just start fooling around with ideas. And sometimes it works out and sometimes it's tragic. I was riding one time across West Virginia in the fall of the year and kept seeing these deer by the side of the road. And some were standing this way and some were lying this way. And I thought, you know, someone could write a song about this. I thought, no, who'd want to hear that? But, you know, one thing leads to another, and I apologize for this song in advance.
Like a deer wandered on the highway, I stood directly in your path. You were bearing down at 90 miles an hour, and I was frozen in my tracks. It came so fast I never knew what hit me. Suddenly my dreams all flew apart. See, the buzzards come and get me. I'm a roadkill on the highway of your heart. This tragedy, it never made the headlines. I guess it happens every day. Some fool stares at your headlights, and then in a flash it's too late. I guess this should be my payment, banking on the moon and stars. Cause scrape me off the pavement, I'm ruined. Your heart. Gets worse. Now someday I'll pick up all the pieces, get myself together, wait and see. I may not be too much to look at, but maybe then at least you'll notice me. Realize how dangerous you are. I'll be older, wiser, and faster. Instead of roadkill on the highway of your heart.
Listening to Songwriter Night with Todd Burge on Classic Rock Z106.
That trail of misery's finally been know that there is a lesson, I've learned it. Oh, you will never get the answer to your dear. I've earned it.
Once again, from Charleston, West Virginia, that was John Lilly, his song, I Burned It. Before that, Roadkill on the Highway of Your Heart, and that set started out with I Don't Know Where to Start. So John Lilly has a real knack of writing songs that sound traditional or, you know, or like they were written maybe 60 years ago, doesn't he? But still, you know, writes about some current things. They sound current somehow. He's also the editor of a fine magazine on West Virginia traditional life. Maybe you've seen it, called Golden Seal. You can find a link to John's website on songwriternight.com. You can find a link to anything you hear on Songwriter Night. Just go to songwriternight.com.
I'm going to sing you a song. Now, all these songs tell the truth in some way or another, some fashion of the truth, whether they're a true story or not. And that's an important thing in songwriting. This is a song that tells the sad and tragic truth about yodeling. Truth be told, a little yodel goes a long way, and you know that's true. That's the name of this song. Thank you for being a great audience. I appreciate it. Seems like everywhere I go, people say to me, what we want to know is, can you yodel, lady? It's a sin to tell a lie, so I say to them, I say, yes, indeed I do. For miles and miles around, you can hear them say, oh, that crazy sound, a little goes a long way. Now let me tell you about a girl who I once knew. She was sweet and pretty, and she was a little lady too. I loved her, and I asked her if she loved me too. She said, yes, indeed I do. For miles and miles around, you could hear her say, oh, that crazy sound, a little goes a long way. I can't sleep, cause all I hear is your lady. Do you know what time it is, you crazy fool? I said, yes, indeed I do. For miles and miles around, you could hear you say, oh, that crazy sound, little rolls a long way. Oh, lay, 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 oh, lay
lonely, lonely.